Welcome to the Oswegonian World Service, the only staff you need for Oswego news, sports, and a little something extra. Thanks for joining us. I'm Samantha Yeh.
And I'm Adam Wolf. Today is March 23rd. Let's get started by taking a look at what's going on in the news.
If you've walked around SUNY Oswego's campus this week, you've probably seen flyers about the Middle States Report coming out. What is the Middle States Report and why is it important? The report is a result of a three-year reaccreditation process, where colleges and the self-study authors review over 500 higher education institutions. Without accreditation, colleges can't qualify for Title IV federal funding, which would completely get rid of federally subsidized student loans. The report gives the college a chance to discuss things that can be improved upon. The report said SUNY Oswego needs to work on campus communication. The college relies heavily on a mass email communication system, but emails are usually ignored because they're not reader-specific. Budget cuts have also impacted SUNY Oswego. Fewer classes are offered now each semester. But the self-study authors said SUNY Oswego is handling the cuts relatively well. Oswego hasn't had to cut any academic programs. The Middle States Review Committee will be on campus to talk to administrators, faculty, and students April 2nd through April 4th.
In February, the General Education Task Force presented three new models to replace the current general education program. Now the models are up for discussion amongst these faculty and students. Patrick Murphy, a member of the task force, said these new requirements allow more flexibility and lighter credit loads for students. The current program, students complain, is credit heavy, leaves students with few options, and stops many transfers from graduating on time. The proposed models will lower the required hours for general education credit from 42 hours to as low as 33 hours. Some proposed changes include incorporating non-specialized courses and adding two seminar courses. Murphy hopes the new models will be put into place relatively quickly, possibly as early as fall 2013. But in the past, attempts at revising general education have never gone over easily, usually being stopped by the SUNY system. Students interested in giving feedback on the proposed models are encouraged to speak to the Student Association Senate or officers of the Faculty Assembly who will be voting on the reform. For more hard-hitting news, check out this week's Oswegonian. Pick up your copy on newsstands throughout SUNY Oswego's campus or the Oswego community. Now for this week's sports update.
The men's hockey team ended their season last weekend, falling just short of capturing their second national championship. The team traveled to Lake Placid to play in the Frozen Four on March 16th, facing off against Amherst College in the NCAA semifinals. The Lakers defeated Amherst 2-1 in a nail-biting overtime round. The Lakers faced off against the St. Norbert College Green Knights for the championship title the next evening. The Green Knights pulled ahead early in the game, and the Lakers only scored one goal. They ended up losing to the Green Knights 4-1. Despite the loss, Coach Gosek could only praise his team's performance, saying that they are all still champions to him.
With spring comes the beginning of the men's lacrosse season. The team is starting strong, boasting an impressive record of 5-0 for the first time since 1996. This comes after the Lakers finished the 2011 season on a 6-game losing streak with only 5 seniors returning for the 2012 season. Coach Ryan Martin credits the team's success to their bonding in North Carolina over spring break. And right now, it appears that bonding is really helping the Lakers out. They're outscoring opponents 71-28 so far this season. Oswego State travels to Ithaca College on Saturday, which is set up to be a heated match as Ithaca is also undefeated. Oswego faces off against Ithaca at 12 p.m. For more sports, be sure to check out the stories online at www.oswegonian.com. On to this week's features.
While spring break usually brings up images of tropical beaches, crazy college co-eds, and fruity drinks, some Oswego State students chose to spend their break in a different way. Students volunteered in New Jersey, Alabama, Iowa, North Carolina, Louisiana, and the Dominican Republic through the Alternative Spring Break Program. Students spent their time doing everything from building new homes in New Orleans to teaching English to underprivileged children in the Dominican. The Alternative Spring Break Program is offered through the Center for Service Learning and Community Service in the Compass.
That's a look at what's going on this week. Be sure to read all of our stories in the paper or online at www.oswegonian.com. for the Oswegonian World Service.
I'm Samantha Yeh.
And I'm Adam Wolf. Keep it sexy, Oswego.